This is the K-State Radio Network and Agriculture Today. Our guest has just put together an article that is tracking a very important yet somewhat unsung facet of the net farm income picture here in Kansas, and that is where family living expenses fit in. Greg Ibendahl, agricultural economist, K-State Research and Extension, is with us, and he has an article on this very matter on the agmanager.info website, by the way. We're drawing from that today. Yes, family living expenses are part of the picture, although when we get into the costs and returns of crop and livestock production, they sometimes get shoved to the back a bit, Greg.
Well, you know, I think really people get concerned about family living is when they're trying to look at, you know, how much money they have to get by or not. So, you know, when net farm incomes were, you know, averaging well above $100,000 like they were from like 2007 to 2012, you know, people aren't so concerned about family living because you got plenty of cash to go around. So it's not that big of an issue. But, you know, the last couple of years where we've been in a case where net farm income's been well under $50,000, you know, then it becomes a bigger factor because, you know, most farm families are probably going to have family living that's probably going to be above that level.
Now, the Kansas Farm Management Association tracks family living expenses, does it not? That's what we're taking from here?
Yes. Not every family wants to do that, of course, so, but the ones that do, you know, we make an effort to keep track of it, and we keep pretty detailed records for the farms that do decide to participate in this.
When we talk of family living expenses directly, what expense categories does that represent?
Oh, we have a whole bunch. If you look at my publication, I think I have about 10 or so on there. We actually have more than that. I just kind of picked the main ones, the biggest ones to put on there. But, you know, things like entertainment and recreation, health insurance, food, contributions, auto expenses, gifts, home repairs, household operations, really about anything you can think of, we have a category for it.
And we want to come back to that and to where those compare to each other. But in your analysis here, you were interested in whether these expenses collectively follow closely the ebb and flow of overall net farm income, correct?
Yeah, no, if we're looking for cases where, you know, farmers are going to have, you know, excess cash after they take off family living, you know, when they compare that to their net farm income, you know, you would kind of like to have family living kind of track along with net farm income, you know, obviously. So when, you know, net farm income goes up, you can raise family living. But the most important thing is when net farm income goes down, then you would like to see family living kind of match that just so you don't have any spending gaps in there. And, you know, what we have seen so far is that, yeah, you know, farmers do start to raise their spending when they have some really good years. There's usually a little bit of a delay. Unfortunately, I think the delay kind of also extends on the downward side. So, you know, we've seen net farm income now, you know, be lower for the last, you know, 2 or 3 years here. But the family living has been slower to decrease. It hasn't matched the decrease in net farm income like we saw going down. It's coming down, but not as fast as what, you know, I would probably like to see, really.
And you've conducted this analysis going back to 1993, so.
Yeah, we actually have a little more data going back before that. It's not quite in the best shape when we get down pre-1993. But I think, you know, from what we do have, I think is pretty good data, though.
But again, when net farm income falls, family living expenses, well, they may eventually fall or are falling, but it's not in lockstep. They lag behind a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it looks to me like there's probably about a 2 or 3 year delay before we finally start to catch up. So, you know, we saw net farm income, you know, it's been down for like, you know, 3 or 4 years now, but it's only been the last couple of years where family living has started to go down.
Do we know why we see these lags in the way family living expenses collectively move behind net farm income moves?
Well, I don't think that's unique to farmers. I think any family you take in the U.S., if you look at how their family living has adjusted to change in their household income, there's always going to be some lag. So, I mean, it's easy to get involved with higher spending when you do have higher levels of income. It is much tougher to make that reverse change and actually cut back after you've gotten used to certain levels of spending and living to go backwards. So that's just a tough thing for anybody to have to do.
It's more human nature than
anything. Oh, yes, very much so.
Yeah. You mentioned those categories that make up family living expenses. Do we see variations there as far as the movement of those expenses?
Yeah, I think you know, farmers, you know, they figure out they're going to need to control their family living expenses, and they make concessions to try to get that down. I think some categories are more successful than other categories. So if you look at things like home repairs and household operations and gift giving, they're pretty quick to adjust on those things from what I've seen on our data. But there's some categories where I think they're a little bit slower. I mean, food's kind of been steady for the last couple of years. We haven't really seen any really big decrease or not, I mean, a little bit of an increase, but not a whole lot there. Entertainment and recreation, that came down a little bit, but that's kind of actually holding steady. That's probably the one area. That's actually our most expensive family living item is our entertainment and recreation category. And that has kind of leveled off, but it hasn't dropped as much as some of the categories. And then probably the big one in there is actually the health insurance side. It has pretty much shown a steady increase all the way back from 1993. At one time, you know, health insurance used to be like middle of the pack when it came to expansion categories. In real dollar terms, it amounted to about $3,500 per year back in 1993. Well, now the medical insurance category is actually our second biggest expense, and it's about $9,500 per year. So that category has really increased. And that's the one thing that concerns me, because I think while farmers can make, you know, they can make some concessions on those other expense categories, it's going to be a tough road to get that medical insurance down.
And that is really the main constant here, the one that seems to just keep going up unabated, if you will.
Yeah, and I'm not sure farmers really have a whole lot they can do there. I mean, I mean, there's probably some shopping around they can do, but, you know, in a lot of cases, I mean, if you're looking for things on the healthcare exchange, you know, in a lot of cases, there's not too many options there. So I'm not really for sure how much options farmers have in the way of health insurance.
Yeah. As you churn through the data and look at the charts you put together, you do take express note, you say, Greg, in how food expenses compare to those entertainment and recreation expenses.
Yeah, if you go back and look at our historical numbers for the entertainment and recreation, so it was about $6,000 in 1993, and now it's about $11,000. So that's almost doubled during that time frame, whereas food has been, you know, started at $8,000, which is actually higher than the entertainment back then. But it hasn't really gone up so much. It's still below $9,000 now. So to me, that says that farmers are kind of making a trade-off there with entertainment and recreation and food. So normally you would expect food to be a little higher. But what I think has been happening is I think farmers probably have been going out and eating more. That's how come the food numbers have stayed fairly low, whereas the entertainment and recreation has gone up. So I would suspect, and again, this is just purely my hypothesis, is that that farmers have taken advantage of higher net farm incomes and use that to go out and eat more at restaurants than what they did in the past.
It's a signal of potential adjustment in that respect then, as the times are not so lucrative in farm country right now.
Yes, I would think so.
Well, noting the 2017 numbers from the Farm Management Association are not in yet. They will be later this spring when all of that data is collected. What is this saying to farm families, presuming that incomes are still tight, about managing their family living expenses then?
Well, sooner or later, you know, so we've had a couple of years now where net farm income has been below the average family living amount. So, I mean, if anytime you have a situation like that, you're going to be having to pull cash somewhere to meet that shortfall. So I think a lot of farmers have been probably been, you know, dragging down their savings, maybe running up some credit card bills, that kind of thing. You know, there's only so long you can do that kind of thing. Eventually, you're going to have to make family living kind of meet with what your household income is. So, you know, farmers are going to have to work on that, I think, if they want to be viable going forward.
And the one thing that may jump out in that regard, that category entertainment and recreation, again, that's one of the leading categories. So if sacrifices are to be made, that may be one such area.
Yeah, you know, I hate to tell farmers they can't entertain and recreate anymore. You know, obviously everyone needs to do some of that. But again, if you just look at our numbers, it's the biggest expense category. It's about $11,000 per year. So, I mean, if I was looking for some places to cut, I think I'd have to look pretty hard at that area.
Yeah. Another note here from your article, Greg, you asked the question, can family living, broadly speaking now, ever approach those, as you benchmark it, pre-2007 levels, given all of this?
Well, you know, I don't really think so. If you look at our numbers back on a real dollar basis, you know, family living in real dollar terms, before we had the big run-up in net farm income in 2017, you know, family living amounted to about $50,000 per year. That's in real dollar terms. Well, now it's up closer to $70,000. So there's a $20,000 gap to get back to where we was. So I don't know if we can actually get back all the way, just mainly because of the whole health insurance thing. I think that's one category item that even if farmers shop around, they're going to have that as a problem area. So, you know, I would like to say farmers could get back to $50,000 in real dollar terms family living. I just don't see it happening, though.
This requires upon a farm family some true financial soul searching, doesn't it, and self-analysis to figure out if they can, in fact, rein in their family living expenses to some degree to match what they have going in the way of income.
Yeah, you know, those are the hard conversations to have around the dining room table with your family, is saying, you know, what are we going to cut to get through this year? I mean, you hate to have those conversations, but, you know, there are years you have to do that kind of thing.
And this may well be one of those years. This article, it's on Ag Manager. You'd like folks to have a look at it and check out those charts that give a good feel for what this is all about?
Yeah, this is up on Ag Manager, and in a couple more weeks, I probably have some more detailed information about some of this stuff, too.
AgManager.info, and the title of the article, very straightforward, An Analysis of Family Living in Kansas as an Overall Component of a Farm and Ranch Income Portfolio there, drawing once more from multiple years of data from the Kansas Farm Management Association and finding that the movements in family living expenses tend to not keep up in pace with the changes in overall net farm income. Greg, thank you for coming over.
Thanks.
Sharing this with us. He's Greg Eibendahl, agricultural economist with K-State Research and Extension, who put together this look at the family living expense trends in Kansas. You're listening to Agriculture Today, and we'll be back with more in a few moments over this, the K-State Radio Network.